The following program is a Magic Hour Radio production.
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
3, 2, 1.
Here's my impression of Seth Rogen's laugh.
Welcome to some kid jokes by kid. There were three guys on a plane. One bit into an apple, thought it was too sweet, so he threw it out the window. The second guy bit into a rock.
It's Carl here, you can call me Carl. What you boys both have is an exceptional laugh. You guys have epic laughs.
Stop looking at me like that. Stop looking at me.
Today, actually, is the anniversary
of Moby Dick.
Famous opening line of the book, do you know it?
Yeah. Where is the whale?
No.
Live from KX93.5 in Laguna Beach, it's the Magic Hour.
Magic Hour is it's all over the place. It's a weird, it's a really fun, kind of weird, sometimes conventional, sometimes traditional, sometimes totally bizarre, all over the place.
Oh, all right, enough, you broken record, okay.
Now here's your host, the Cam Chef, and Dougie Fresh.
In the same studio, by the way.
Yeah.
After 2 weeks apart.
Yeah, it's been a while. Because you had a show 2 weeks ago. You had a show without me. And I had a show without you.
Yeah.
And now we're both here, but we're both not here. And next week, who knows what'll happen.
That's right. 949-715-KXFM is the number. The Magic Hour on KX93.5. So glad you joined us. Uh-oh. It's wet outside, though.
It is wet outside. Very moist. Finally raining. It actually rained last Thursday when I had my show, and it stopped raining, and then it started raining today. Every Thursday, I guess. That's the new trend.
I don't know what to believe anymore.
Someone tell the Southern California water people that put out the gutter catcher things every Thursday, because that's when you maximize your net profits.
My favorite thing to do whenever it rains outside is to watch local news. Because everybody freaks out. They send reporters in the field. Reporters go in the field. And they're like, oh, we're getting a lot of weather here. They're talking really loud like this. There's rain coming.
It's like nothing's they're in a happening. Hurricane, but there's nothing there.
I have to tell you about a random story before I forget about this, okay? And it may be because you and I are used to being on the radio. We're used to enunciating, I'd like to think.
Okay.
But I had an experience today where I called... I'm not going to name the Cheesecake Factory.
Okay.
And placed an order. Okay. Yeah. And the guy who answered the phone.
Is that where you are in your life right now?
This is where I'm
Cheesecake
at.
Cheesecake Factory to go?
This is where I'm at. And I called the guy and said, hey, can I make an order for carryout? You're going to get... What? Is this a Cheesecake Factory? Yeah. You got a little bit of a chance for you. Little music plays. Cheesecake Factory, got to get it. I need to make an order to go.
You're in a different world.
I'm like, oh, is this what they? Is this how they? I don't know. I've never called a Cheesecake Factory before.
It's in cheese speak.
Anyways, so I call, make the order, and I was like, after every item, he's like, oh, do you want a slice of cheesecake with that? No.
It's like, how about I tell you when I want cheesecake?
Yeah.
And you just listen to what I
want. Yeah. I don't need extra cheesecake.
I understand that maybe it's odd that I'm not ordering cheesecake at the Cheesecake Factory.
I know. It's in the name.
But you have other food, so that's your fault.
And then I get there, and I guess it was the same guy who answered the phone, because I was like, yeah, I have an order to go. What's your name, Mata? it's under Cameron. What's got to go? Cheesecake with that?
No. He asked you again.
He asked me another time.
When you were there to pick up the order.
Yes. And then he made sure to mention, oh, I put some complimentary bread in there for you. Four different kinds. He said four different kinds.
Four different kinds.
And then I paid. And then as I was grabbing the bag to leave, he asked if I wanted cheesecake again.
Wow. They must have a cheesecake surplus or something.
Yeah, something happened. The freezer broke.
They're trying to push it.
Something went down today at the Cheesecake Factory.
I wish the Cheesecake Factory was actually what it was what it is now than what I thought it was when I was a kid.
When you were a kid, yeah.
I don't know if that came out right. But yeah, because you had this idea as a kid where it's like an actual factory with conveyor belts where they make cheesecake.
Yeah.
And it turns out it's just a restaurant.
Yeah, it's kind of disappointing.
It's kind of like the Spaghetti Factory.
It's a restaurant that has a 25-page menu, which if you know anything about fine dining...
Is it really? Wow.
Yeah, it's not a good idea. It's not good if you have a 25-page menu because it means like you can't focus on anything. You know what I mean? The last time I ate at a Cheesecake Factory was when I was visiting my good buddy Doug here in Seattle. And I was vegetarian at the time.
Yeah. And ordered...
There were little specks of something.
Pasta.
You thought there was bacon in it.
No, you know what? I didn't think there was any bacon.
Okay, there was...
I specifically ordered it without bacon.
I know, no. But when you got it, you thought there the specks in there were bacon.
Yeah.
Unsubstantiated whether if it actually was bacon or just specks of flavor. Anyhow, so you went to the bathroom and threw up, right?
I did. I threw up. Now... to this day, I'm not sure if that was just like a
totally mine
mental thing. Yeah, I don't
placebo
know.
Effect.
That's what I was searching
you
for.
Ate so much of it before you. It's like once you noticed is when you started feeling bad.
Yeah,
before you were happy as can be.
And then in the bathroom, somebody came up to me. I thought they were going to help me. They asked if I wanted cheesecake.
Yeah,
they're trying to push it.
It's a problem at Cheesecake Factory.
Speaking of Seattle, big Super Bowl win this past
weekend. Oh yeah!
Holy crap!
It was that game was insane.
My God.
I'm sure a lot of people listening saw the game, so we don't need to do we cancel our play-by-play rundown.
Yeah.
We won't do that. We'll do that some other time.
But imagine us trying to do play-by-play on a sport.
Yeah. We've always thought about trying to announce like a baseball game.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
If any sport, we could do baseball.
It's cuz there's enough time in between.
Hockey would be a disaster.
I could do football.
I couldn't. I don't know all the false start. Come on.
Yeah.
He sneezed.
He sneezed. It wasn't his fault.
Yeah.
He sneezed.
He has twitches. It's not his fault. This game brought to you by the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah. have a slice of cheesecake. No. So insane game.
That's crazy.
That's the only way I can describe it. It was just insane. 43-8, the final score. Yikes.
First play.
A miss
safety.
Snap. A miss snap safety that we got. Seahawks, because I'm from Seattle.
I just said
we're not going to do a play-by-play, so let's not start going down that road.
I'm not going to do a play-by-play, but there's a lot of people who won money on that play.
Yeah.
And I wish I was one
snap,
of them.
Yeah, that one person who bet that the first score would be a safety.
It makes me think, like, how many people next year are going to make that bet?
Probably not many people because they'll be like, it won't happen.
That's true.
And then it will happen again. Anyhow, so it was a good times for Seattle. There's actually a parade that they did in downtown Seattle of a bunch of friends who took photos and such. And one of my friends said that whoever are the people who at big gatherings decide to count people to report that how many people were there.
Yeah.
Said that there were more people at the parade than actually live in Seattle.
How many people live in Seattle?
A lot. Actually, I can look at it.
So it was a lot plus some.
You see the photos. It's just all the streets are just...
Yeah, I caught a few minutes of the broadcast, actually. They broadcasted it on TV, like ESPN or something, I think. And it was crazy.
In like Denver.
What did they call it? You said in Seattle they call it the 12th man or something?
Yeah, 12th man. There's 11 people, 11 players on the field, right? So like the 12th player is the... are the spectators.
Number one reason I know I'm not qualified to do play-by-play commentary in football.
I had no idea how
many people were on the field.
Yeah, they would call, too many men on the play. You'd be like, looks fine to me.
Well, looks like we have an audible.
All right, turns out there was 850,000 people at the parade. There's only 635,000 people living in Seattle.
That's crazy. It got some Portland people leaking in, probably.
Yeah. Or, you know, the East.
Spokane.
A whole Eastern Washington, maybe a few of them. Hiked over there. But yeah, congrats to the Seahawks. Congrats to myself. It's a good year for Seattle.
But I have to say, the commercials subpar.
Oh, yeah.
Very disappointed in those.
The commercials were just horrible.
The best one was the Radio Shack one, I think, for me.
Yeah, they made fun of themselves, and there's a bunch of 80s stuff, which people always enjoy.
And you know what I thought was kind of weird is there were like star-studded commercials.
Yeah, not that well.
But not that well.
Remember like, the Bud Light one that they built up a lot over the past?
It was terrible.
It was only like two installments.
Yeah.
They've been building it up this whole last couple months, maybe, I don't know, 1 month or 2 month. Especially online, I saw a lot of advertisements for the advertisement.
Yeah.
And then it was very anticlimactic. It was like a two-parter, and it wasn't even that cool.
Reminded me of Anchorman 2 in that way.
Yes.
You know, the funny thing, like the Budweiser commercial for the second year in a row, super sappy, sad, puppy falls in love with horse.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I think is a crime in some states.
Yeah. And, well, it's better than the one last year where the man fell in love with the horse. And that was controversial.
But what happened to the day when we had like the Budweiser frogs?
Yeah, or the... I remember there was one from a long time ago. It's such a weird concept. first premise. There's like a dog actor, and the dog needs to cry. And the director is trying to coach it, like, think of something that was really sad. And there was this time where he's like running after like a Bud Light truck. And he like hits a wall or something, and he like cries. And
that's awesome.
Gives him the inspiration, but it's funny. It's like a haha. You know, immediately it's very entertaining.
And this it's stuff somewhat adult. This is like family oriented. They're forgetting that they're selling beer.
Yeah, no, they're not selling beer. They're selling America.
They're selling a way of life.
Yeah,
alcoholism.
Speaking of America, a lot of patriotic themed commercials. Biggest controversial has to be. The commercial, I don't even know what it was for, just for America, I guess. The national anthem sung in various languages of the United States.
What do you think about that?
People's reaction is ridiculous. People assume that the English is the official language of our country, and it's not.
It's French, clearly.
Yeah, it's clearly Pig Latin. But there's no official language. And even, you know, more people speak Spanish than they do English. So I don't see...
Isn't that
it's horrible? It's the ugly side
of the appeal of America.
Yeah, that
there's no national language. There's no national church.
Yeah. There's no national privacy. Everything's great. yeah. So I don't understand that. People are just insane these days. We're like, people are still just so racist.
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking to you.
Yeah.
949-715-KXFM is the number. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few minutes here with Hollywood 3's coming up. We're going to be talking about what happened tonight with Mr. Jay Leno.
And I also
or what's
have,
about to happen tonight yeah, with Mr. Jay Leno.
It's only happened in some parts of the country.
It's the magic hour.
Hello?
Hi, I am Dan from Southern California Edison, and I had a question about your last bill.
What's up, Doug? How are you?
Call the magic hour. 949-715-KXFM.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
The Magic Hour. Who are we talking to?
This is Hannah from St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis. Wow.
Hello.
What time is it there?
It's 12:22 in the morning.
Look at the clock.
Yeah.
This isn't a quiz.
Wow. Staying up late just to listen to us? Thank you.
Of course.
You know, I would be impressed if we didn't have a call a few weeks ago from Ron Hunt from Kentucky, who stays up till 1.
Oh, yeah, because he's East Coast. He beats you there. He beats you.
You know.
So, Hannah, why are you calling in?
Well, I actually went to elementary school with the camshaft.
Wow. Was he called the camshaft back then?
No. Oh. He was definitely.
In heart.
Maybe.
Not quite a
camp. That would be weird. I think that's like there's a state law against my teachers calling me that.
Yeah. Hey, you camshaft.
I don't think they'd be able to call you
that. What was Cameron like in the third grade?
He was like that weird kid that would just like burst out in the middle of class, make us all laugh, of course, but we'd all sit there and be like, all right.
Burst out into like tears, right? Emotionally troubled, and you guys all laughed at him. Wow.
Oh, no.
Well, he's, I think you'll be glad to hear he's pretty much the same as that. He would just burst out at random times, and we all laugh at him.
Well, hey, you know.
Whatever
at
works.
At least you're doing something that you love, and you can still do that. So, hey.
Yeah.
Preach it!
Right there. That's what I mean. See? That's, he's still at it. There he goes.
Of course.
Hey, Hannah, what was your favorite Super Bowl commercial?
To be honest,
see, that's it, that's the point. They're so bad that not even one stands out in your mind.
They really were. And like, I'm not a big football person to begin with. I just kind of watch it because it's on and I want to see the commercials, and I was, no offense Doug, not really too thrilled.
Come on, that was awesome. They pummeled them. They annihilated them.
Oh, it was, but I'm just like, oh, I don't really know.
Yeah, whatever.
My dad was not happy.
Whatever. All right, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Thanks, Hannah. Take care.
You're welcome. See ya.
Speaking of sports, the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
I guess, started today?
Apparently started today. I don't know.
What happened with these things?
I don't know. So Winter Olympics are supposed to be starting right now, today or whatever, in Sochi, Russia. I almost said Austria, not true. But, you know, Summer Olympics are always more popular for sure than Winter Olympics. I mean, that's just how it goes for whatever reason.
Absolutely.
But it feels like just even the Winter Olympics are just especially just no one cares this year.
Like this year in specific.
Yeah, I mean, because I can recall in the past, like when it was a big deal, Winter Olympics was great. When it was in Vancouver, that was a big year. I mean, I don't know if that was the last time, but.
No, yeah, it was. Last year, 2010, I guess.
Yeah, 4 years ago. Yeah, that was like, I felt like a pretty big deal, but now it's just.
I've always been a big fan of the Winter Olympics. I've always loved watching snowboarding because I can't do it.
Bobsledding.
Bobsledding. Curling.
Yeah, there we go. You know, the Jamaica has their bobsled team back in the Olympics.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, cool running. It's all over
great
again.
Great movie. But yeah, you know, I think the reason it's not as popular this year is because everything that people are talking about in regards to the Olympics is the safety issues.
Safety issues.
The bad things that are happening
there. I've
heard
just a general mismanagement on part of on Russia's.
What have you heard?
Just like the city is not in very good condition. Hotel rooms and such are just really not that impressive. They're just not ready overall.
Was it you that told me that they had to hire a crew to get rid of all the wild dogs in the city?
No, that
true
was not
story.
Me. Yeah,
they had to hire an outside company to clear all these wild dogs out of the city.
I don't think that's crazy. I mean, that's fine.
Apparently, all the hotel rooms you were just talking about, when you run the water, it comes out dark brown.
Yeah, I've heard a bunch of hotel stuff, but there's a difference. I mean, like the dog thing, I don't think that's an issue because each land is going to have different things that are there that you might have to get ready. But the hotel stuff is, that's kind of like mismanagement. Didn't plan it accordingly.
Those stinkers.
So we'll see if I even, you know, catch any games. I don't know. Yeah. Probably not.
Go Sean White.
Yeah, is he even in them? I don't know.
He dropped out of one of his events because of like a safety issue.
Oh, with like the actual course?
No, he broke his legs. Oh. No, I have no idea. I think it was with the course though. Sports. Let's go into something Doug and I know more about. It's Hollywood 3. So the big news tonight on TV, at least, is that it's Jay Leno's last Tonight Show.
I want to say again, his second. Last Tonight Show. They're saying it's going to cheapen it a little bit because he just had a last one.
Conan O'Brien.
A few years ago.
I guess already had a rip of a joke to him today.
Oh, yeah?
He said he would allow himself one, in which he said NBC's airing the Olympics, the only thing where they actually allow somebody to pass the torch.
Yeah. Zinger.
So clearly he still is bitter. Yeah. But anyway, it's supposed to be a star-studded, packed show tonight. Hannah in St. Louis has probably already seen it. Ron in Kentucky has probably seen it
twice by now.
Yeah, it's already the next day there. But yeah, I posted a thing on our website today, magichourradio.com. You can read it there. I won't go into the full story, but let's not
start crying. I know. On air. Like, oh, it started.
I can't. You know, I will agree that I don't think Jay Leno is the funniest guy on the earth.
Sure.
But going to his show.
In your opinion, that would be yourself.
According to Hannah, I am too.
Yeah.
Anyways, so when I went to Jay Leno's show as a teenager, it's kind of what made me want to get into television and radio and entertainment in general. So it's, you know, it's sad to see him go. He hosted the show for 22 years, came back a second time, as you just said. But we wish him well.
And then, consequently, Jimmy Fallon would be slipping into that time slot right there.
Oh.
No. I'm a huge fan of Jimmy Fallon.
I meant to hit the happy one.
So I'm stoked on it. I think it'll be a good one.
I agree. I think that he is going to be a fantastic host of The Tonight Show. He has a huge appeal. He's a funny guy. He's just a likable guy.
He's got the roots. The best...
The what?
The roots. The roots, as some people say.
Yeah, sorry. I legitimately didn't know what you said. I wasn't making fun.
The best late night band there is on TV.
Seriously. The first rap group ever to actually be on it.
Are they considered a rap group?
Yeah. If you've ever listened to their albums, they're just...
No, I haven't. I only hear what they play on Jimmy Fallon. Yeah,
which is not really... They rap, obviously, sometimes. But
yeah.
Anyways, so he starts February 17th after the Olympics, following the Olympics. It's going to be, I think, a great show.
You tell me the Olympics start today and only go for a week?
He starts the last week of the Olympics after, like, the 24-hour Olympics stop, I guess.
24-hour? Oh, what?
It's a complicated.
Okay.
In any event.
And going on, replacing Jimmy Fallon's spot will be who, Cameron?
Seth Meyers. How do you think he's going to do, man? He's from SNL. For those of you who don't know, SNL, it was Weekend Update.
Yeah.
What do you think? What's going to happen?
I think it's going to be not good at all because...
yep.
Yeah.
I completely agree.
I was confused with where you're going. I thought you were on the same page as me, but then you gave me a look that was like, what?
Sure you do.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really see his appeal. I don't think he's that funny. We watched that cartoon that he made. Didn't laugh once.
The Awesomes?
Yeah, on Hulu. Didn't laugh once. Not even in my head.
Turned it off.
Yeah.
Sorry, Seth. But
not soon enough.
Turned it off. I don't think his appeal is as wide.
Yeah.
Nobody knows who he is either.
I mean, like, you know who he is, just kind of like, yeah, I recognize him. He's from SNL, but it's whatever.
You ever see his nose? I'm just kidding.
Let's not go there.
That's what it sounds like
Yikes.
We're about to do, though.
Yeah.
All right, a couple more things in Hollywood 3. Again, the Magic Hour on KX93.5. Michael J. Fox, NBC sitcom, was canceled.
The Michael J. Fox Show.
Today.
Yeah, which they just premiered in the fall.
Yeah, did you ever watch it?
I did not. Yeah.
Wonder why it got canceled.
Yeah. Didn't have the...
I'm surprised.
The viewers there. Did you watch it?
As being the ginormous Back to the Future fan you are, that you didn't watch it.
I don't watch too much TV. There's only a few.
I don't believe that.
I watch a few shows and that's it.
Everybody watches a few shows.
Yeah, but Michael J. Fox show was not one of those few shows.
I watched the pilot. You weren't missing much.
Yeah, so you didn't watch the whole show.
It was kind of a...
I just say, just because it has Michael J. Fox doesn't mean...
Yeah.
It's Back to the Future. Come on, man.
I know. Now, if they made Back to the Future on NBC,
yeah,
that's a show.
Actually, I've heard they're making a play of Back
what?
To the Future. Yeah. I forget. I don't know if it's on Broadway or somewhere, but then the screenwriters, Bob Gale and Robert Zemeckis.
From the movie.
Yeah, they're going to be a part of it. Like, they're having
That's
a hand
great.
In it. So that should be awesome.
That's going to be awesome.
All right, the final one in Hollywood 3, final news story, is the Lego movie comes out tonight.
Have you seen the trailer?
Oh, yeah. I've seen it a lot. It looks awesome. This is a Lego movie. That's pretty much what it is.
I'm so excited.
But it's not, like, animated, and it's not drawn. It's not 3D animation. It's actually stop motion. They actually used actual Legos.
No, they did.
Yes, they did.
No, they did not.
You didn't know that?
No.
I am shocked with how many people I tell that, and they had no idea.
They did.
Yes, look at it.
Are you serious?
Yes, look at it.
I thought it was simulated stop motion.
No, it's...
I thought they... Oh, my... I am so impressed.
Yeah, man.
I'm so happy.
I used to make Lego movies when I was a kid. I got, like, a... For some gift.
Stop
birthday.
Motion
yeah.
things. I did the same thing.
I had some Lego movie studio, and this now they're making blockbusters.
Oh.
That could have been me.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know what to say anymore.
It's great. So definitely go to that.
Oh.
It's got to be good. I can't...
I hope that, the best parts weren't in the trailer, though.
Yeah. Chris Pratt is in it, Morgan Freeman, Batman, they're all there.
Batman's going to make an appearance.
No, Batman's in it.
I know.
It's going to be great. Sounded like a joke. I'm starting to question if you've seen the trailer now. I have.
It's great. I'll prove it to you. Wonder Woman's in it as well.
Yeah, is she? I don't remember.
She is. Have you seen the trailer?
Yeah.
949-715-KXFM is the number. Let's do some Would You Rather.
Would you rather?
Would you rather?
Baby, would you rather?
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 All right, Doug, hit me.
All right, would you rather fight DMX, the rapper, or fight Jet Li, the actor, martial arts?
Can I be honest with you about something?
Yeah, they're in the movie, that one movie together.
You're going to really kind of be mad.
You don't know who either of them are.
I don't know who DMX is. And here's why I'm saying to you earlier when we were talking about this.
He's in the news lately.
I know, but
we had a whole conversation earlier.
I know.
You responded.
I know.
Oh, my God.
But I thought this entire time that all the news articles and you and I thought DMX in my head, I thought he was Run DMC.
Run DMC is three people. You can't be.
I just thought it was one person.
All right. DMX, he's just a rapper. He acted in that movie.
So when I said that earlier, oh, what was that movie called with DMX and Jet Li? And you're like, I don't know, man.
I thought that Run DMC was all three of them.
You thought Run DMC was in a movie with Jet Li?
I have to be honest. I thought Run DMC was one person.
Okay. Yikes. Okay. We'll just skip that one.
No. You don't know who he is.
Yeah, rapper, Jet Li.
I'm not answering. I'm moving on.
Okay.
All right, would you rather only pay in $100 bills or only pay in $1 bills? And that's all you can ever pay.
Do you get change?
If they're capable.
Or is it like exact change only?
No. Yeah, they'll give you change if you can, but not everyone accepts $100 bills.
All hundos, dude.
I bet no fast food joints do $100 bills.
They don't?
No. Because if they did that, then they... You see the signs that say we don't carry... A lot of times they won't take $100
bills. So you're telling me they don't take $100 bills. They don't take cash.
A lot of places will only take $20.
But McDonald's, and I know this for a fact, still accepts checks.
Do they really?
Yes.
Wow.
So you're telling me.
Wow.
That's crazy. And yeah, I would go hundos.
I would go with hundos. You'd go with hundos?
No. Hundreds.
I'm going with a dollar bill.
Really?
Dude. Yeah.
Why?
It'd just be easier. No one's not going to take a dollar bill.
Well, that's true. I didn't consider that.
Yeah.
You win.
Let's just say this. No. Would you rather...
I know where you were going with that.
Would you rather be stuck in an elevator for 48 hours by yourself or be stuck in the elevator for 48 hours with Katy Perry?
Obviously myself. No. Katy Perry.
48 hours. Yeah. You're going to have to poop or pee. And she's going to have to poop or pee.
Hey.
And you're going to see each other.
Now, I have to be honest. If I was the only one pooping and peeing, probably myself. But... She has to do it too. It's all good, baby. I'm gonna be in the elevator with her.
You guys,
it's Katy Perry.
You guys are gonna try to like do it together.
I'd probably like convince her that the world had ended, and this is her last chance.
Come over here
to make love.
Pee with me. No. That's weird, dude. That is weird.
What would you do?
I'd go with Katy Perry.
I was gonna say if you're telling me you'd be by yourself. No.
But the trick is for me is I would not go pee or poop.
Okay.
The poop one, I could probably hold.
Whatever helps you sleep at
night. I could hold number two for 48 hours, but not peeing for 48 hours, that's a tricky one. Would you rather always have bad hair or always have bad breath? Or in your case, which one would you not want?
Yeah. Bad breath. No.
Ooh.
Bad hair.
Yeah, I'm going to go with bad hair. Too. For obvious
Wait,
reasons.
Is Katy Perry there?
Yeah.
Okay, bad hair.
She could. You never know. She could be there at some time.
That's true.
So, you don't want to breathe on her with bad stench. Would you rather move every 3 months or always live in your hometown? I'm going to go with three months. Yeah, that'd be exciting.
You'd see the world. Man.
Yeah, that'd be great. All right, final one. Would you rather live through the Jurassic Park story or live through the day after tomorrow? Not as famous of a movie. Odd pairing of the two, but both disasters.
I feel like every time I visit St. Louis, I'm in the day after tomorrow.
Man, Jurassic Park would be so terrifying.
I'm going to have to go day after tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't think people realize how big dinosaurs were.
They were pretty big.
It's not like you're walking down the street and see an elephant.
And they're killing machines. At least the carnivorous
don't
ones.
Don't mess around with them, people.
Come on. Come on.
Just like to point out that the one would you rather I contributed to that list was no doubt the stupidest one. Yeah. Would you rather live in your hometown or travel?
I guess it's been a while since you've thought of some would you rathers. Yeah, this is how it went down. Here's the behind the scenes for you guys. I was like, oh, I don't really feel like doing would you rather. Can you help me? He was like, yeah, here, you do three, I'll do three. I did my three very quickly.
You did six.
I know. And then, but no, yeah. Then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to keep going until I run out or whatever. And he's like, yeah, I'm still trying to get one. And I like made six. And he was like, did you delete one of mine to put yours in there? I don't know. Cameron, it's been a while since he's done that.
I know.
Yeah, there's behind the scenes. I do some stuff on the show.
There you go.
I do anything that's funny. If you wanted to know.
I do too, according to our caller, Hannah. There.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like. 12 years ago, or I don't know, that was third grade.
I almost asked her on the air if she had a crush on me in third grade, but I thought it might be awkward because it was the first time I've talked to her in years. So let's call her back.
Let's get her back on the line. We'll see if she had a crush on you in third grade, and we'll see where we can go from there.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Magic Hour Radio.
The Magic Hour on KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM.
It's confirmed, Doug.
What's that?
The caller we had earlier.
Hannah from St. Louis.
She had a crush on me in third grade.
Wow.
If there's anything that's good for my ego,
wow,
it's to know that somebody had a crush on me in third grade.
Congratulations, you know. If anyone listening had a crush on me in third grade, feel free to call in.
It looks like we might have somebody right now.
Yes.
949-715-KXFM is the number. Magic Hour, who's this?
Washington correspondent, Yuri Prater.
Oh, ooh, there he is.
Haven't heard that sultry voice in a while.
I know, it's been a while.
Let me just explain. Doug and I, before we were on KX93.5, we did a show back in college at Chapman University, and Yuri, Washington correspondent, Yuri Prater, rather.
He was a regular correspondent for
called
our show.
In all the time.
Yep.
And now he's gone.
Yeah, now he's gone forever.
What's going on, man?
Oh, man, you know, things have been crazy up here at school. As you know, this is my last quarter up here at Bellingham, Washington, at Western, so... I've been writing for Clipson Magazine, the school newspaper, and
dope.
I'm going to be on the radio on Saturday and started
nice.
My own show. Yeah,
nice, very cool.
Congratulations.
Very cool.
Well, thank you. But yeah,
taught him everything he knows,
Super
Doug.
Bowl with, yeah. What?
Thanks for cutting him off, Cameron.
Sorry, you're right.
But yeah, it's been good. I've been really good. I'm kind of still arriving that Super Bowl high. And it's starting to come down, but I'm still up there.
Nah, dude, try to hold on to it as long as possible.
Yeah, because it's just all going to go downhill from here for the rest of the quarter.
And we probably won't get another title for another 30 years.
I don't know. I mean, I think a lot of the players...
It wasn't meant to be serious, Yuri. It was a joke.
Oh, I thought you were...
Well, I don't know. Let me get into that. Yeah,
well, if you look at the stats from last year compared to...
All right, dude. Thanks for calling in. It's great to hear you. We're happy that you're happy. Whenever you want to call in again, we'll always answer.
Yuri, did you have a crush on Doug in third grade?
I did not know Doug in third grade, but
thanks.
I probably would.
We have that answer then.
Thanks for playing along. Thanks.
Thanks, Yuri.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right,
Doug, I have a misconnection.
Great.
Happened today. I think this might be one you'll laugh at because it could go either way. But happened today at work. I was walking to the Cheesecake Factory to pick up food.
Man, a lot of Cheesecake Factory today.
And it was raining outside, as it still is, I think, drizzling a little bit. And I was using an umbrella, right? It's raining. I don't want to get wet. I don't want to get the food wet.
Okay.
And so I go to the Cheesecake Factory. Okay. I'm on the way back. And I see a girl, very cute, about our age, blonde.
Okay.
She didn't have an umbrella.
Ooh.
So I thought to myself, this is one of those moments where you think, do I go up to this person and help, or do I just walk by? And I thought to myself, and I said, YOLO. So I walked up to her and said, do you want to use my umbrella?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, oh, thank you, sure. And I said, I was like, great.
So you didn't get it back?
No, no. Oh,
okay.
She just walked under it with me. Okay.
Ooh,
walking
nice.
For a few feet.
Nice.
Hi, how's your night? It's good. Thank you. It's great. Ask her. I forgot what else I said. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. And a few minutes later, this is crazy. I asked her for her number.
Did you?
I did.
And she didn't give it to you.
She walks out of underneath the umbrella and says, I'll give it to you next time.
Whoa!
So, what is...
Thank you. You know what that means?
She's not going to give it to me.
That means she was taken, but she was putting you down nicely.
Yeah.
How
which
nice
is very
of her.
Sweet.
How nice of her.
But thank you, whoever you are.
For that little ego boost, huh?
For that little ego boost. Thank you to everybody for these ego boosts tonight, but...
This is quickly turned into another ego boost episode for Cameron.
You've had some too.
I don't know.
Anyways, so the next time you see somebody thinking about asking them to borrow your umbrella, do it, man. It's a good feeling.
So the thing is, that puts me at a disadvantage. People from Seattle don't wear use umbrellas.
That's right, because they're real people who don't mind weather.
Yeah.
We've given ourselves this challenge.
What?
We're going to interact with somebody of the opposite sex.
I don't want to
once
do my
a week.
Horn. But I think I'm much better at that than you.
The Magic Hour on KX 93.5.
Normally you don't disappoint, Doug.
Tell that to my ex-wife. Hello! Welcome back to the Magic Hour. KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM. Let's do some kid jokes.
All right.
All right. Why did Tom and Jerry get married?
I don't know.
Because Tom was a boy and Jerry was a boy and they were strong as a toilet. Yeah, I don't know.
Strong as a toilet?
All right, here's an exchange between two people. Ready? Hi. Sir, I have a butt. The other man replies, sir, we all have butts.
I'm going to open with that. Yeah, next business meeting I have. Good. Sir, I have a butt.
Yeah. How did the man climb the Eiffel Tower?
How, Doug?
His butt was on fire.
Kids automatically go to butts,
and
bananas,
poop.
And poop.
Poop. What did the bee say to the other bee?
Be careful.
I love plants.
It's true. It's factual.
Why did the chicken go running around screaming?
Because it lost its head.
Because it had to use the toilet.
I don't know why I didn't automatically assume that.
Yeah. All right. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boss.
Boss who?
Boss, will you give me some pens? Yeah, I agree with that one. That one's like whatever.
I asked that this morning at work.
Hilarious.
I was out.
Hilarious. All right, what do you call a tiger with glasses on?
Not a tiger.
A scientist tiger. All right, that's
that
all
was a great one.
That's all the kid jokes for tonight.
If you have a kid joke, submit those online. MagicHourRadio@gmail.com, or you can actually go now, Doug, to a Magic Hour website, MagicHourRadio.com.
Yeah.
There's a little contact thing on there.
Yeah.
Fill it out.
You can go to our Twitters. Our Twitters are both linked up there.
Our Twitter.
Our tweeters.
You can find us in iTunes through the website.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And music you can reviews, even, yeah. TV reviews. Yeah. Doug has one on there about a show called Rick and Morty.
Oh, best show on TV.
We'll have to talk about that next week.
You have to watch it.
I'll watch it and we'll talk about it next week. All right, everybody, subscribe to the podcast. Share it with a friend. Share the love. Facebook.com/Magic Hour Radio or on iTunes, search for the Magic Hour. Doug, I think one thing we learned tonight.
Don't stroke Cameron's ego too much.
For the Magic Hour, I'm the camshaft. That's Dougie Fresh. See you next week.